With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship in business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I am your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week. We've got a lot of information for you. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You could give them a call, 630-928-0510, or you can call us here with your questions, comments, feedback, 312-642-5600. So first up on the program, I've got the man who literally has written the book on customer service, Bruce Matcha, who brings a wealth of experience in executive leadership, staff, and customer retention and customer service with over 35 years of experience working with prominent brands such as Neiman Marcus, Walt Disney World, Marriott, Motorola, Harley Davidson, and the list goes on and on. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Joel. I'm good to be with you.
Absolutely. So, Bruce, customer service, there's no more timely of an issue than right now when we hear the news about stores fighting for customer attention, trying to get people back into the retail properties and avoid going to online presence. But bottom line, Bruce, let me ask you the simple question. Does customer service really matter in 2016, or are people actually just looking for the best deals?
No, I think customer service is how you differentiate yourself from the competition. And I think that for those organizations that see it as kind of the soft science that you do when everything else is over are not understanding that it really is the way that you drive profitability and make those bottom line dollars work for you.
And companies are starting to plan ahead. Hopefully they've already planned ahead into 2017, but even looking into 2018. And I'm going to want to talk a little bit about strategic planning with you. But before we get there, you've literally written the book, as I mentioned earlier, called Becoming a Customer Service Star, which was initially designed for Walt Disney World. And you've sold over 250,000 copies. Bruce, tell us a tidbit of some of the secrets that you share in Becoming a Customer Service Star that even small business owners, entrepreneurs can put into practice when they go to work tomorrow morning.
Almost 20 years ago, I had the opportunity of engaging with Walt Disney World and writing Becoming a Customer Service Star. And it was not a book. It's actually a learning instrument that you can obtain and take your employees through a customer service experience that allows them to identify where their customer service aptitude rests. And it measures customer service in five very easy areas. First, how much do they enjoy customer contact? If you're hiring people that don't want to pick up that phone and engage with customers, don't want to go up and meet customers when they walk into your shop, if they hang back or if their approach is to simply stare at a customer blindly and say, "May I help you?" they're not looking at the customer as a relationship opportunity. They're looking at it as a transaction. The second area is that you've got to have the ongoing process of getting feedback from your customers to know that you're meeting and hopefully exceeding their expectations. The third is that everybody who has customer contact has to be empowered to take care of every problem that might come in the door without having to escalate it or without having to postpone it. The most aggravating thing for a customer is to have a complaint or a problem or a return and just have that problem passed on to, say, two or three or four people before they can get a resolution. Not only does it create a huge aggravation factor, but quite frankly, every time you pass a customer on to somebody else, you are reducing by 50% the chance of that customer returning to you. And fourthly, you've got to be looking for ways of exceeding people's expectations. Someone comes in with a challenge or a problem, ask them how they would like the problem solved. Don't try to second guess the customer. More often than not, they're going to indicate something that's less than you would do anyway, and then just simply try to exceed it. And fifth and most important, the first four items all lead to the fifth item, which is to build long-term relationships. Nobody makes a dime profit by having somebody walk in their organization one time. You've got to build on repeat relationships. And everything that you and your folks do to try to build a relationship that someone wants to come back is really the essence of customer service.
Fascinating. Fascinating 5 points regarding customer service. And Bruce, your company's name is Innovations in Management. Bruce, what I'm hearing from you is that there are several foundations, 5 key points of customer service that you outline in the process, in the experience, as you called it, of becoming a customer service star. But how much of that needs to innovate in companies year after year, and how much of it just continues to be relevant from the time that you wrote about this experience, and how much of it is relevant today in 2016, moving into 2017?
That brings up the second whole area of strategic thinking. If you're thinking forward about what you want that business to look like at the end of 2017 or into 2018, and how you're going to be different in 2017 or 18 to stand out, to offer your customers some unique or special service or product or activity, and you think strategically, if that strategic plan doesn't have a customer service component on what more you're willing to do to meet and exceed the customer's expectations, then you're really leaving out the single most important component above and beyond finding new merchandise or determining your pricing or trying to understand how you're operationally going to improve. The key is how you reach out and touch people's lives.
Absolutely fascinating. And I know that there are several areas that you've been particularly focused on, including you've started creating this concept for physician mentoring. But along with that is something that I talk about a lot on this program about leadership mentoring. And I know that you know a thing or two about that. How do you think leaders need to approach this concept of both giving back as well as looking at filling in their deficiencies where somebody might not be an expert in one area? How can a leader improve themselves through the process of mentoring, both by giving as well as receiving?
I think that all of us have the capacity to learn something more than we already know about leadership, about motivation, about developing a business. And I think that for especially small business owners and entrepreneurs, it's essential that you reach out into the community and find someone that you respect that you can call and say, let me buy you a cup of coffee. I just simply want to bounce some ideas off of you. And out of that, attempt to build a mentoring relationship where every time you sit down, maybe it's an even exchange. Maybe one time you're talking about your business and your situation and they're mentoring you, and the next time you sit down and you reverse the roles, so you're mentoring them. Likewise, I think that you look at your staff and you identify some of the people that you believe have some high potential. And don't just think that they're going to learn on their own. These folks need to have someone as a model and a guide, and I think mentoring is one of the most important things that you can do. When I was first out of college and assigned to Carswell Air Force Base in Fort Worth, Texas, the Air Force encouraged all the young officers to get involved in the community, and I was fortunate enough to get involved with Big Brothers of America and had 2 youngsters who were fatherless that I was able to spend time with. I maintained about a 20-year relationship with those guys as they were growing up, and they always talked about how our time together was not only just simply fun to have something to do or go out and play ball or go shopping, But the fact that there was someone that they could identify with, I would look back at my own career and tell you that there's 3 or 4 people that have had an amazing influence in my life and in my success and in my development as a leader. And I think that it's very incumbent upon all of us to pass it on.
Absolutely. Well, fascinating insight. And my own commentary would be that in this day and age, there are so many great tools that are available for even small business owners to to make sure that you are collecting feedback on customer experience and employee experience as well. You can't underestimate that piece as well. So, Bruce, we appreciate your insight. But I want to make sure our listeners can find you on the web. I know you're a prominent public speaker, and people will likely have questions and perhaps want to continue the conversation. What's the best way for our listeners to get a hold of you?
Well, if they're interested in getting a copy of Becoming a Customer Service Star, they need to simply go online to the publisher. That's hrdq.com, and look up Becoming a Customer Service Star. It sells for less than $20 a copy for each of your employees, and you can run a fabulous customer service program in your organizations without having to sit up at night and write an entire course. If people are interested in reaching me, my website is www.innovationsinmanagement.com, and so they can find everything that that I'm doing on that website.
Innovationsinmanagement.com. Bruce, thank you so much for joining us on the air. We'll be sure to check back in with you in the coming weeks. But happy holidays to you and your family. Coming up after the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information for you on Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Ed Smarin. Take a look at traffic. Eden's inbound stop and go from Peterson to Montrose. Outbound clear. Kennedy delays inbound at 42 minutes. Outbound much better at 25 and 14 in the express lanes. Inbound Eisenhower 38. Outbound 40, but the Holman Avenue off-ramp is blocked because of a stall. Stevenson, good inbound. Outbound's 47, though. Right lane blocked Route 53 with a crash. Ryan inbound's 19. Outbound is clear, though. No delays there. Ford and I-57 both look fine. Lakeshore Drive clearing up very nicely. We're still slow southbound Roosevelt to the Stevenson, but everywhere else things look great. Tollways are fine. Elgin O'Hare, Tri-State, Jane Addams, I-88, Veterans Memorial clear too. Currently we have partly cloudy skies and 4 degrees. Your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I have a friend who is moving to Monte Carlo.
Oh, well, it must be nice.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They were waiting for the presidential election to move to Monte Carlo?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Trump won. He cut off everybody in his family, canceled his annual golf tournament, and he is moving to Monte Carlo.
We'll miss him terribly.
I'm going to find new friends. I'm going to go on Craigslist and
we may want to workshop that idea a little bit.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Mike Rowe here. Today I'm with Frank, one of the heating and cooling pros at 1 Hour. Frank's got his head up a vent right now. How's it going up there?
Oh, don't break up, Mike.
Frank knows what he's talking about. He's been with 1 Hour for how long, Frank?
14 years.
That's a long time. Over that time, he's worked on tons of different equipment, taken countless hours of training, and that makes Frank the man.
No, Mark Rowe's the man.
I'm sorry, Frank. Say again.
Mike Rowe's the man.
I heard him the first time. For any heating need, call 855-1-HOUR today. Say it again, Frank.
Mike Rowe's the man.
That's what I'm talking about. Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
This is Andy Bizup with another great reason to choose Midwest Performance Cars over the dealer for maintenance and repair of your European car. Reason number 3, convenience. How many times have you dropped your car at the dealer for service only to find out that they are out of loaners or you have to wait for a shuttle ride in a smelly van? No such problem at MPC, where we provide you with Lyft or Uber service to your office or train. Make the convenient choice at MidwestPerformanceCars.com or call us at 312-432-9492.
Welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. What a fascinating discussion about customer experience, customer service with Bruce Matcha of Innovations in Management. And indeed, we have a fantastic lineup of guests today on Get Down to Business. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, tandemhr.com, 630-928-0510. So I'm thrilled to be joined by Jim Brunetti of Soft Landing Interventions, a fascinating group of clinics that specialize in substance abuse and addiction treatment. Jim, you've been focused on Highland Park and establishing a new clinic out in that direction up north. First of all, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me here and allowing me this great opportunity and a wonderful platform to talk about addiction and recovery and what we do with Soft Landing. We have three locations, Naperville, Des Plaines, and Highland Park. And what we do right now is we work with addictions. There's an epidemic with the opioid addiction, and sometimes it starts with pills. Someone could obtain an injury, go to a doctor, start taking Vicodin, and then after a while they get hooked on it. And what happens is you go from there to heroin, it's a really deadly epidemic.
And I'm fascinated by this topic. We've been hearing about it around the country, but we've been hearing about it on the North Shore, an area where maybe some people believe that this problem doesn't exist. Jim, you and I both know that it does exist, and it's impacting negatively families and professionals, and that's troublesome. Tell us a little bit, of course, not divulging any confidentiality, but tell us a little bit about what you've been seeing in Highland Park and the folks that are coming in. Does it run the gamut of ages? What's the profile of some of the people coming into the Soft Landings Clinic in Highland Park?
Right. That's a great question. What we're seeing in Highland Park is pretty much what we're seeing throughout the country, throughout Chicagoland. Addiction and heroin, pills, it could be alcohol. It does not discriminate, no matter what social economic class you're from, or it does not discriminate with anyone. So what we're seeing is we are seeing people who are becoming addicted on pills. We are seeing heroin, and also drinking alcohol. So what we do is we treat people with medicine. Okay, we have medicine treatment, and we have Suboxone, which is a drug that helps with cravings and withdrawals for opioid addiction. So if someone is hooked on heroin or pills, they could come into us and we could help them with Suboxone, and Suboxone will reduce cravings and keep them clean. And also Vivitrol is also a very good medicine that helps with alcohol and alcohol craving.
So perhaps thanks to television, everybody believes that the only resource for addiction is on the West Coast, perhaps because so many celebrities end up in those treatment and recovery centers out there. But you're saying that the issue is more widespread and the solution, more importantly, is indeed closer to home.
Yes, absolutely. You don't have to go to California to get treatment. A lot of people do because they think that just going away and having anonymity and going to a different place may help them. But there's also, there's options closer to home that do the same thing. And we also have groups. We have therapy. We have treatment that will help you, get better. Because with addiction, it's a combination of medicine and psychotherapy, which will get you back on the right track. It's evidence-based. So not only do you have to treat it, with medicine and crave, with cravings, also to work on thoughts, feelings, and actions with CBT and therapy to be able to work it out.
So Highland Park, so you're set up in an area in Highland Park. It's not hidden. It's actually public that it's there. And I could hear both sides of that as both a compliment and perhaps a concern. Mm-hmm. Perhaps some people that are looking for that anonymity, as you said, might not appreciate that it's so public. At the same time, it's pretty much a statement that this problem exists and we are a solution that's available to you. What, Jim, sort of moving into your background, why soft landings? How did you end up doing this, and how did soft landings end up settling on a location in Highland Park as the next clinic?
Right. Well, Abdel Fahmy is our medical director, and he started the company about 10 years ago. And, you know, with a need for addiction and with medicine treatment, we're in Naperville, South Side. We're in Des Plaines, you know, Northwest Side. So why not Highland Park? Like I said, addiction does not discriminate. You know, it finds its way through, you know, every economics, you know, class, and it finds its way, you know, in most people's lives. Everybody knows someone who's addicted to something. So Highland Park just seemed like a really good fit, and here we are.
And so let's talk about the actual problem, and hopefully the solution. Obviously, clinics such as Soft Landings Recovery, obviously very important, that multidisciplinary approach that you have with both the groups as well as the clinical approach that you have. Is important. I know there's a lot of legislation being passed, and I know that school districts are involved in trying to proactively conquer the issue. Jim, any thoughts on what we should be doing as a community to recognize that this is a challenge and to, again, not only reactively treat the people that are dealing with this horrible, horrible addiction and challenge, but also proactively ensure that it's not impacting and plaguing families and professionals in the communities that we know and love.
Mm-hmm. I think it always starts with education, and you have to start with children, and you have to start young. With addiction, sometimes it's something that runs in the family. You know, when you talk to someone who's struggling with alcoholism, it might be something that's been passed down from generation to generation. So, you know, these are things that are out in the community and have affected people for a long, long time. So starting them young and talking about it, and making it sound like something that, you know, is helpful. It's something that is real, and it's something that people could overcome. If they seek help, then it won't be so overwhelming. And it's just another piece, you know, in healthcare and keeping people healthy and getting people help when they do need help, you know, just starting early and letting people know that, you know, there isn't anything wrong with you if you're struggling, because, you know, people do struggle. But, you know, it's okay to ask for help and to come to a treatment center that is going to get you on the right path.
That's a fantastic message. And indeed, it's something that I've discovered with business professionals, that everybody has their strengths and everybody has their challenges too. Mm-hmm. And we need to, as a society, embrace those strengths, learn, as we just heard from Bruce Match, our former guest, mm-hmm. On the program, talking about where we can learn how to mentor, how we can help others, mm-hmm. but how we can learn from each other as well, but also recognize where we struggle and hopefully chip in and help each other. And that's certainly what you guys are doing at Soft Landings Recovery by opening up in Highland Park. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fascinating. So obviously I want to know how people can reach you. And I also see through your website that there are several career opportunities. There's growth. It looks like you guys are mm-hmm. are expanding rapidly, and you have a fantastic yeah. team in place. Mm-hmm. Tell us the best way that people can learn more about the organization and the clinic in Highland Park.
Right. You can learn more about the organization by going to softlandingrecovery.com. If you want to talk to us in Highland Park, you could call 847-813-2559. After hours, you could call 888-782-6966. And we are expanding. We're opening up in Lakeview in the city and also in Arlington Heights. So we're growing. And, you know, the way I look at it is, if you're struggling, if you had trouble with your heart, you would go to a doctor to seek help. You would get on medicine, and you would do whatever it is to, you know, to get on the right path. So if you're struggling with addiction, you know, there's options for you. We have a great medical director, Abdel Fahmy. Come visit us. We'll get you going in the right direction.
That's fantastic. And I want to continue this discussion with you in future weeks, Jim, to talk about this important issue, which really is an important policy issue as well. Obviously, as I said, you guys are involved on the front lines of addressing the specific need. But I think we need to have a conversation as a community, big picture, as it's affecting our professional community. It's affecting families. Fantastic, fantastic work that you're doing. Good luck out in Highland Park, soft landing recovery. Jim Brunetti, thank you so much for joining us on the air. Coming up, we will be talking with Merrill Matthews, continuing a discussion that we actually started last week about some interesting reports on fracking. So we'll have that discussion, talking about policy. I know I've mentioned in the past that I'm a strong supporter of Chicago Yachad. I'm actually running my very first marathon coming up at the end of January, and you can support my run in the marathon, support of a fantastic organization, by visiting my website, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Once again, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Check out my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from the show and get a sneak peek of who's going to be in next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. We'll be right back after this quick break here on the show all about small business.
Christmas is less than a month away, and this year, give the gift of sunshine. Grab your passport to paradise and join Dan Proft, Amy Jacobson, and Joe Walsh at Secrets Cap Cana Resort and Spa in beautiful Punta Cana. It's an unlimited luxury adults-only resort with all the amenities you can imagine. Give this trip as a gift to a loved one or treat yourself this holiday season. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. The Electoral College set to vote.
Republican elector Chris Suprin says the president-elect's business ties are a concern.
He has a financial conflict of interest involving foreign companies that we've known about, and he will violate on day one should he be inaugurated.
Suprin's comments, courtesy of Instagram's Kayla Christine via Storyful, many Republicans are being pressured to vote for someone other than President-elect Donald Trump on Monday.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, prices at the pump continue to jump.
The current price of regular grade gasoline is $2.26. It's up 6 cents over 2 weeks ago.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. The Kim Kardashian of her day, actress-singer Zsa Zsa Gabor, more famous for being famous, died today at 99. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Ed Smerin, taking a look at traffic in the Eaton's inbounds 24. We've got an accident on the Lake Avenue ramp with a car that's going off into the ditch there. That ramp partially blocked. Outbound 20, pretty good. 41 in the inbound Kennedy, report of a crash at Addison with stop-and-go traffic in the area. And that outbound side, just 25. Express lanes look good at 9. Eisenhower inbounds 38, outbound 39. The off-ramp at Holman has been reopened. Stevenson outbound's got some delays, particularly around Route 53, where there's still an accident blocking the right lane. Ryan, just one delay inbound Stevenson to the Burn Circle, but just 19 minutes in from 95th. Outbound clear, 57 the Ford look good. Lakeshore Drive, for the most part, clear. Currently, we have partly cloudy skies, 4 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Oh my goodness, I am so grateful for it, and my 85-year-old mother even more so.
I love the product so far. It's been a month, a little over a month now, and I feel great. It's incredible.
It's working good. It's amazing, Glue. I'm able to do more and I feel better. I like it.
With the tremendous success of Dr. Howard's free set of fruits and veggies giveaway and the 120-day health challenge, this holiday season we are doubling down. Call now and see how you can get your free month supply of fruits and veggies, plus a month supply of fiber and spice, free. Give the gift of health to yourself and loved ones, perhaps the greatest gift you'll ever give.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Hey, Chicago, welcome back to Get Down to Business. Thrilled to be joined by returning guest Dr. Merrill Matthews, resident scholar with the Institute for Policy Innovation in Dallas. Merrill, welcome back to the program. It sounds like the EPA is bowing to the Greens and reversing course on fracking. Merrill, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about this this little bit of a change that we're hearing about, that the EPA is now reversing course in a long-awaited report that it doesn't have enough information about fracking. What's going on?
Well, last year they released the preliminary report, and in that report, this was on fracking, and in the preliminary report, they said they found no evidence of, I'm quoting now, widespread systemic impacts on drinking water. Now they went through and said we do find some occasional cases where there's human error, isolated incidents in which some fracking fluid or something is spilled on the ground from some place, but there was no widespread evidence of widespread impact. And so they had said they'd come out with a final report. They did this past Tuesday, in which that initial finding was essentially a drop completely from the report. And they go through and they highlight the various incidences, which I said these are typically isolated local instances where you have somebody who makes a mistake, some mechanical error or something of that nature. They highlight that, but they drop their original conclusion, which there was nothing that over the year that sort of created this incidence of, oh, yes, now we know there is widespread impact on drinking water. It's just something that the EPA changed its finding, and I think that was from pressure from the environmental groups and the administration.
Wow. Well, it's a 1,200-page report, and they've been working on it for 5 years. And as you mentioned, Merrill, it was the draft report was in June 2015, which had a completely different conclusion than the report that was released this week. Merrill, jumping ahead to the next administration, Trump administration, there's going to be a new administrator of the EPA, Scott Pruitt. Obviously, this report has been released. They've been working on this for 5 years. What changes can we expect on fracking in policy and in tone coming from the next administration?
Well, Scott Pruitt, as you mentioned, the Attorney General from Oklahoma, is the nominee for the Environmental Protection Agency. Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, is the nominee for the Department of Energy. And I think we're going to see a dramatically new approach to this, which is what's happened over the past several years is the EPA has been given a free hand to do a number of things that it's not empowered to do by Congress and by law. And there have been some challenges to that. Scott Pruitt, ironically, was was one of the leading attorneys general, where they had several lawsuits by multiple states, many cases, 25 states or more, suing the EPA because of its overreach. And now he will be in charge of it, presumably. And I think he'll just restrain that organization back to doing what it is legislated to do by Congress. And I think the same thing will be true with Rick Perry.
Well, it sounds like you mentioned earlier that the EPA has been playing politics with this report. Do you think that, against Scott Pruitt, Rick Perry, that they're going to take that out of the equation and really focus on the facts? Because we know, as small business owners, we know as members of what's driving the economy, that fracking can positively impact employment, positively impact the economy in general. Where does politics end and the facts begin?
Well, there was no dividing line between this administration. And as you point out, turns out that a lot of the drilling companies and so forth are small businesses. We talk about the Exxons of the world, but this is oftentimes driven by small companies that have three, four, five wells out there, handful of employees. And I think Scott Pruitt's going to change the focus of the EPA to get it back to what it was initially supposed to be focused on, and trying to make, and I suspect he may downsize that organization some as well. The EPA has a role, but it has not been playing that role now for a number of years. It has expanded its powers. Congress has let it get away with that under Democratic administrations, but I think we'll see that scaled back significantly, and I think that will be good for the economy.
Well, I think it'll be fascinating to see what comes over the coming months, including the confirmation hearings for those two incoming members of President-elect Trump's cabinet. Scott Pruitt, the current Attorney General of Oklahoma, and Rick Perry, former Governor of Texas, as both EPA and Department of Energy. And I think we'll start to see a lot of changes. And it's important to stay engaged on this issue because, as business owners, this impacts us in a major way. It's not just states. I know you're out in Texas, but here in Illinois, fracking does have its ripple effects, and it is really important. So, Merrill Matthews, once again, resident scholar with Institute for Policy Innovation in Dallas. You regularly contribute to many publications, including Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Barron's, USA Today, and the Washington Times. How can people learn more about your research on this topic and continue to follow your research on this issue?
They can go to IPI.org. That's IPI, that's Institute for Policy Innovation, IPI.org.
IPI.org. Dr. Merrill Matthews, thank you so much for joining us on the air.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, coming up after the break, we'll be chatting with Ken Coates, who's going to be talking to us a little bit about his work as the premier background investigation solutions firm in the United States. We'll be talking with him a little bit about his practice and the services that he's providing to the business community. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Fantastic lineup of guests this week. We just spoke with Merrill Matthews about fracking. We spoke with Jim Brunetti about soft landings recovery, and Bruce Matcha about customer service. Got a lot more for you coming up after this quick break. Chicago, don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Ed Smarin, taking a look at traffic. Inbound Eden's 21 off-ramp at Lake Avenue is reopened with that car that was in the ditch. But inbound at Dempster, we have another car that's in the ditch. Icy roads in that area. No problems going outbound. Kennedy inbounds 35. We've got stop-and-go traffic. Eden's Junction to Addison because of an early ratchet at 25 on the outbound side. Things look pretty good there. Express lanes are fine. Eisenhower's got delays both ways, but nothing too serious. A little delay in the outbound Stevenson at Route 53. Right lane blocked with a crash. Inbound Ryan 19, stop and go from the Stevenson to the Burns Circle. 57 and the Ford are clear. Actually, now the Ford outbound ramp at 115th is a car in the ditch there. Looks like all the tollways are fine. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 3 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day, I speak with successful CEOs, and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Visage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisors advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Gather where the season comes to life and celebrate aboard an Odyssey cruise on Lake Michigan. With stunning views, delicious dining, and festive entertainment, December is the perfect time to experience Chicago from the water. Celebrate the holidays with one of their lunch or dinner cruises happening all month long, even on Christmas Eve. Still looking for the perfect New Year's celebration? Begin 2017 with a new perspective. Odyssey is cruising on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Learn more about their December holiday cruises and book yours at odyssey.com.
This is Andy Bizup with another great reason to choose Midwest Performance Cars over the dealer for maintenance and repair of your European car. Reason number four, our expertise. We send our technicians to the best training available for European vehicle service and repair. Whether Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, or Volkswagen, from brand new to vintage classic, our techs are equipped with the knowledge to expertly maintain and repair your vehicle. Call us today at 312-432-9492 or book online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com.
Thrilled to be joined by Kenneth Coates, the founder of Kentech Consulting, the premier background investigation solution firm in the United States, licensed private detective agency. Ken Coates, welcome to the program.
Hello. Yes, thank you for having me.
Absolutely thrilled that you are joining us. So your website says that you provide the human touch to background checks and investigations. Ken, first, let's start with your background, because it sounds like fascinating services that you're providing to the business community. Tell us a little bit about your resume and how you led to how it led to starting up your company.
Yes. Thanks again for having me this evening. And a pleasure to be here. My background is a little interesting. I started in the IT field. My background is in IT. And so the evolution started at Equifax, the credit bureau. I used to work there for many moons ago. And at the time, this was like pre-9/11. And at the time, I had a lot of friends and family who had questions about how does the background growth credit report, in that case, how does the credit report work, and how they clear things up and so on and so forth. But then after post 9/11, I found that it was became very intense scrutiny on one's background. No longer was it just about credit information. It was about criminal background information or minor offenses that you may have committed, back in high school or college. And the tragedy of it all, it was preventing people from obtaining jobs, education, licenses, housing, you name it. It became like a scarlet letter because the proliferation of a lot of digital information was being made available that people can now search a person's background check very instantly. So my original entrepreneur endeavor involves helping people identify records that they may have out there about them and going about it in a legal means to see if they have opportunity for relief in the form of what is called expungement. So I did some research on that, kind of found out a little bit about it, and seen it was a huge opportunity, and really it was a fragmented society in terms of people of how they would go about getting solutions. So that's how the business, my entrepreneur endeavors kind of was born at that point.
Absolutely fascinating, and I know you've won many awards, honors, and certifications along the way, which are too lengthy to go into during our few-minute conversation. But Kenneth, I'm fascinated by the services that you're providing to the business community. I know our listeners know, and we've discussed it in the past on the air, how important doing background checks are, focusing on security. You can't turn on the news these days without hearing about various instances of both people challenges as well as cybersecurity challenges. But tell us a little bit about the Kentech solution and why it's different than working with anybody else. Why can your company help small businesses like our listeners get the background checks that they need faster and in a better way than others?
Yeah. So we take a unique approach to our background checks. We call it what is called high tech and high touch. So being that my background was in information technology, I understand that the need to move information and move it quickly, as you mentioned, getting information at the right time is critical. But we also respect the old tradition of what I call high-touch investigations. I call it, jokingly, sometimes the Barney Fife way of doing background investigations. So we've uniquely blended both in this hybrid approach and what we call Kentech. So we still do what we call the traditional background investigations. In fact, we work with some of the largest law enforcement agencies and government clients across the country now that require that type of unique hybrid approach. We're totally client cloud-based, so in terms of our information is from a portal. It doesn't require any kind of special learning to hook up to our system, and it's thorough. I mean, we search local, national, as well as over 200 different countries as well.
Absolutely fascinating, and I know that in a few minutes we'll share your website where people can learn more about the services that are provided, including I know there are actually several careers that are available, and we want to make sure that our listeners can find that and learn more. But Ken, in our minute or two remaining, I want to make sure we talk a little bit about innovation, because that's a theme this week. We're approaching the final week or two of 2016, moving into 2017. And Kenneth, I think that one of the things that make you stand out from everybody else is this concept of innovation and how you continue to invest in new processes and more improvement to help the business community. Tell us a little bit about why that's become such a priority for you.
Yeah, well, because we're in a very complicated industry, meaning background checks, and when you're dealing with human capital, of understanding what you can see, what you can't see, what you should be looking at, there's always the fear of either what I call over-screening, meaning that people go do a Google search, find some information, and make that part of their hiring decision that's not compliant. Or they underscreen, where they will do that same type of search, and because it's only checking certain information, it's not as thorough. So what's going to be key, and what we've been seeing in government regulations now, is they're really clamping down on companies that are not standing up to standards. It's very important that people are allowed to kind of tell their story and tell their story in terms of who they are and being able to validate that information. So we go through that process that we believe helps companies find that next best hire.
Well, you guys are doing fascinating work. And again, a solution both for big businesses and for small businesses. We are running out of time. We got about 30 seconds remaining. Kenneth, I want to make sure our listeners can find Kentech Solutions on the web. What's the best way for people to find you, to learn more about the company?
Easily, we're at www.e, that's E as a network, Kentech, KENTECH.com. Or you can call us at 800-6-CHECK. So that's the number 6, and then check, CHEC.
Fantastic. Kenneth Goetz, we appreciate your time on the air. I encourage our listeners to find out more about the company. Fascinating. Small business providing solutions across the country, background check, security solutions. Kenneth, once again, thanks for joining us on the air. We've got more tips, advice, and information coming up for all of our listeners after this quick break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Hello, everyone, and here we go again with Karen Lewis and the Chicago Teachers Union demanding more money from the Chicagoland taxpayers. Well, I say enough is enough. The teachers get paid from the property taxes that homeowners pay every year. If the teachers' union gets more money, that means your property taxes are going to go higher. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent representative. for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. For months now, I have been telling you about purchasing health savings account PPO plans that will cost you approximately 40% less in monthly premiums than you're currently paying now. Well, the same thing applies to the teachers union. I can show the union that they can purchase a more comprehensive health insurance plan that is in full compliance with the Affordable Care Act and will cost the taxpayers up to 40% less in monthly health insurance premiums. For more information, you can call me at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Wow, I learned a lot this week. We talked about customer service, substance abuse, fracking, and just now background checks. What a fantastic lineup of guests. But I've got more for you. We're about to move into 2017, and being a small business owner is not always easy, especially when you constantly need to stay up to date on all the new trends, strategies, algorithm updates, and marketing. So how can you continue to ensure that your business operations are running smoothly while also growing your audience and customer base? It's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. The simple answer is two words. It's hard. But I've got some four tips for you that can help ensure that 2017 doesn't throw any curveballs your way. I'd encourage you, invest in SEO. If you don't know what those three letters stand for, it's time that you learn search engine optimization. As a small business owner in the digital age, whether you run an e-commerce business or you have a brick-and-mortar business, SEO is an absolute must. Over 81% of shoppers in 2014 conducted online research first before shopping. That number just keeps going up as more people adopt smart technologies. If you want people to buy from you, you need to be extremely accessible. Whether you choose to invest in an SEO agency or whether you decide to learn those skills yourself, a strong strategy in search engine optimization will certainly lead to a major increase in revenue for your entire business. And run experiments. I found an article by Ross Simmons, an entrepreneur who runs multiple businesses, and one of his main strategies for growth is running experiments to identify what works and what doesn't work. Rather than putting all of your money into one strategy, whether it's advertising, marketing, maybe it's hiring, that may not have been proven, the best strategy might be to test the hypothesis first. Maybe you think that making infographics will lead to an increase in engagement and brand advocacy. Test that concept out for a couple of months. If it works well, double down. Put more money into it. If not, move on to the next strategy. And you want to produce relevant content. What I mean by that is you want to create videos, infographics, blog posts, ebooks with useful information for your audience. The trick is to tie it in to how your business functions. So think about what business you might be in and develop content. Become the thought leader on that subject. Become an educator. This will get you on programs like Get Down to Business and many other fine radio programs around the country. You'll be interviewed by media, and people will recognize that you're not just a great service for their business, but actually you are an expert on the topic. Not saying you need to become the next New York Times bestseller, but think about creating videos, even low-cost solutions that you can produce through your mobile phone or flip cam. Create those videos, come up with little graphics, write blog posts. Trust me, it will work for you. And speaking about web, I know I talked about SEO before. You may have read many articles by marketers that rave about the positive impact of pop-ups and how they work well on websites, but think about how you use the internet. The truth is, in 2017, Google will be penalizing sites that frustrate the mobile experience. As more and more people use mobile phones and hardware to engage with content, it's more important that the experience remains positive. Pop-ups block that experience and are difficult to escape on such a small screen. Instead, you can take a look at those pop-ups and basically you want to think about alternatives. I don't like going to sites that are going to become time-consuming and burdensome to browse. Whether you're an experienced marketer or a new business owner just getting into the game, it's crucial that you understand how to get your business seen by new people. And hopefully these strategies will help you get that done. If you have other tactics that have worked for you, please share them with me. You could get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business, support my run in the upcoming Las Vegas Marathon, shalomkline.com. And you'll also get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR, an expert on the Affordable Care Act, expert on many of the regulations that have come out in labor and employment. You want to talk to them, and you can give them a call for a free consultation, 630-928-0510. They are our solution center, and they are experts on the subject of the Affordable Care Act. And professional employer organizations that we talk about so much here on this program. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Check out their blog and their website, tandemhr.com. We'll be back next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. with more content, guests, information, and interviews that you won't want to miss. You're listening to Get Down to Business to Success. Let's get down to business. I'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Thanks for tuning in.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,